28-year-old Brandy is flipping through children's books at Christo's house, the domestic violence shelter north of West Plains.
You got Star Wars, the Clone Wars.
Just over a year ago, Brandy went into labor with her third child. Throughout the pregnancy, her husband had choked her, knocked her unconscious, and bruised her ribs.
The worst was right after I had the child, because then it just basically, hey, there's no baby in you, and now I can just go all hog wild completely. I mean, ripping open my C-section stitches, not letting me go back to the doctor to get him removed, so he actually removed him.
His efforts to control her movement and communications gradually became extreme.
We were not allowed to leave for like a month, and I was not going to let that happen again, so.
Wait, you weren't allowed to leave your house for a month?
No, we were not. No. I mean, the door was nailed shut, the windows, and yeah, it was ridiculous.
They were living in Harrisonville, near Kansas City, when she began secretly attending a domestic violence support group last year. Finally, Brandy found the courage to leave, but the shelter there was full. She had to wait and eventually got in, but he found her there. So she took their three small children and fled to another one. The nearest shelter with an opening was 3 hours away, in Doniphan, southern Missouri. She maxed out on the time allowed to stay there, 60 days, so once again, she picked up the phone.
I tried probably 10, 15 different shelters, and I kept calling them each day.
10 or 15 shelters you tried calling, and they were all full in the Missouri Ozarks area?
Yes.
There are several buildings in each town throughout Missouri that are vacant for most days of the week. Churches. Many churches do mission projects in domestic violence shelters, like painting the walls or planting flowers there. But in general, neither the church buildings nor the congregation members play a role in providing safe haven for these victims. To learn more, I contacted one of the largest congregations in Missouri, James River Church, which sees, on average, more than 8,000 people in services each Sunday. Becky Davis leads a ministry there that serves women in crisis. Her ministry just visited the domestic violence shelter in Springfield, where church members gave free pedicures and haircuts to residents and donated paper products. She tells me James River does not generally provide shelter to victims of abuse.
There may be, you know, Jennifer, a situation where someone has come to me and says, I need out right now. And should the situation prove itself to be where this was needed, it could be one of those things where I could find her a home to stay in for temporary time.
I'm just looking at these statistics. 21,000 women and children were turned away last year because our shelters are full. Do you think that churches, including James River Church, but not limited to it, could or even should be doing more to house or serve these women in our community, not just those in our churches?
You know, that's an awesome question. It's a great question. I would say that for any church in particular, they have to just evaluate themselves, what they can and cannot do. Maybe they have a great resource. Maybe they have a building that is unused, that just is sitting and could be used for something like that. That maybe that could, church could do something like that.
But for many churches, community service is simply not part of the core mission statement. Even so, experts in domestic violence say churches can still be vocal about the issue by clarifying that violence against women is a sin. According to the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence, one of the common tactics abusers use is called spiritual abuse. That's when an abuser misuses religious passages or beliefs to reinforce the abuse, like insisting that the victim forgive him while refusing to repent himself. Back at Christo's house, Brandy appears surprised when I ask if her husband ever used this tactic.
Definitely, which is actually kind of really wrong, but he definitely used the whole that woman needs to submit to her man and that he was a godly man. I needed to do exactly what he said.
The United States Conference on Catholic Bishops urges its churches to take several steps regarding domestic violence, which could also be used by other denominations. A few of those tips include: describe what abuse is in sermons. Include information about domestic violence in church bulletins, newsletters, and websites. And have an action plan in place if an abused woman calls on you for help. And given the situation in Missouri right now, that plan may need to include details for when the local shelter is full. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Davidson.